Richard C. Wilson here, Family Office Club, and this is our private investor due diligence mini series. We're going to try to have fun with this, keep it moving really quickly, add a bunch of practical advice, insights, case studies, quote some of our clients or billionaires or speakers on stage from our investor club. Just make this as helpful as possible, whether you're the head of a private company and you do some acquisitions, whether you're a CEO, entrepreneur, investment platform, or sponsor. We're going to be helping you with a whole bunch of due diligence strategies, questions to ask, tools, all in this free due diligence mini series. If there's somebody else within your investment team, investment company, or family office that needs to see this, or if you're part of an investor club, please share it with them so that they can benefit from this free mini series as well. So to give some context before starting the mini series, I think it's important to share exactly where the advice is coming from. Again, my name is Richard Wilson. I started our investor club in 2007. And over the last 17 years, I've spent over $25 million running our investor club, offering over 275 live events to date. Now we do about 10 events a year. Four of them are 600 to 1,000 person events, just to give you an idea of what we learn at those events. At our next event coming up, which probably have already happened by the time you watch this video, we have the founder of Gold's Gym speaking on stage, who sold with 700 locations. We have two billionaire keynote speakers. One of them is a fireside chat interview with me. We have a shark from Shark Tank speaking on stage. We have a whole panel full of professional athletes. We have billion-dollar plus family offices, wealth advisors, private investors, heads of other investor clubs. And we've had 1,000 such speakers at all of our events since we got started. And just at this event coming up in March 2024, we have 75 speakers over 2 days. At our bigger annual event, we have 125 speakers over 3 days. So you can get a sense for how much you would learn by doing all of that. We've been integral in sourcing, closing over $500 million worth of transactions. I also, on top of running our investor club called Family Office Club, which you can see more on at familyoffices.com, on top of that, we have a big network, and we're always learning from our network. We have about 12 million social media followers, most of that on LinkedIn, and we also own billionaires.com, where I'm interviewing 100 billionaires publicly and publishing all their insights online, working hard to make sure that billionaires.com becomes the number one website in that niche over time. So why am I doing this mini-series? I want to equip you with not only just the basics of due diligence, but what some sophisticated families do. There's no way to be an expert in due diligence after watching a handful of 7-minute videos. But what I can do is share a lot of insights that just by listening to these, I believe it could help you avoid making a $100,000 investment into something where you're going to lose most of your money or all your money. I believe it could help you have more confidence and conviction in some of the things that you do invest in. And just know you could do the best due diligence on planet Earth, and still, you could lose money. Still, you could get involved with a fraud who's just a very good at lying and tricking everybody around them. And obviously, just by watching this video, it doesn't guarantee if you follow our advice, there's not 20 more things you should do for your due diligence and the level of risk you want to take in a deal. So obviously, that's your own responsibility at the end of the day. But Warren Buffett says that unlike baseball, there's no penalty for letting deals go by. It's not like you get 3 chances at a deal, and if you don't swing at it, you're going to miss it, and now you're out, right? Some used car salesman, like, you know, investment professional, might try to pressure a deal on you and say that this is the only time you're going to get into this. No other deal will ever look like this. It's the best deal of your life. You know, just run the other direction if people are too high pressure. But Warren's point is that you get penalized not by not swinging at good deals that may hit your strike zone, but you get penalized by connecting with bad deals. So that's what you want to avoid. That's part of the goal of this series. One of my mentors has been Dan Sullivan, and he always says that there's 2 types of knowledge in the world. There is general knowledge, stuff you can learn by just reading the newspaper and random magazines, and then there's specialized knowledge. Specialized knowledge is watching 35 billionaire interviews on billionaires.com or watching this due diligence mini series. And that's the point here, is to transfer over some specialized knowledge on due diligence, get the wheels turning on how deep this rabbit hole goes, and help you continue to learn. And that's really my motivation to run Family Office Club at this point. After doing 275 live events, you know, I could have my 25-person team be running the events, not go to them anymore. But I keep them interesting. I look at it as a perpetual learning machine. I hope you see this YouTube channel, this mini series, Family Office Club in general, coming in person to our live events as a perpetual learning machine for you as well. And we all benefit from that happening. So we work very hard to have that happen. The last thing I want to mention to set up this mini series right is that the most effective family offices and ultra wealthy families, private investors that I know, whether they're worth 10 million, 20 million, 50, hundreds of millions of dollars, or billions, they typically structure their wealth in this way and they think about it this way. And I don't hear other people talking about this very much. They look at one bucket of their wealth as public markets, broadly diversified, mostly trusting their wealth advisor to get those investments structured, right? They might tell them that, oh, I love Costco, I love Amazon, I want a little bit of fixed income in there, but otherwise, you're mostly leaving it up to your wealth advisor. And they're playing defense for you mostly, right? Trying to maybe slightly beat the market, but mostly defense. You then have your real estate bucket. Your real estate bucket, for most wealthy families we work with, is made up of cash flowing real estate, hard assets, usually in the country you live in, usually mostly already cash flowing. For most of the private investors I talk to, they might have 10 or 20% of real estate development work in there or land investments, but it's usually not the majority of it. Again, your risk preferences might be completely different than someone else's. So the size of these buckets could be different for you than somebody else, and they should be. So real estate's the second bucket. And in that bucket, you're typically choosing certain states, certain real estate food groups. You might say, I love to invest in mobile home parks or self-storage or data centers or Airbnb properties. You might say, oh, I think that Arizona, Florida, and Nevada are growing very nicely. Why don't I find self-storage and mobile home park groups in those three states? Or whatever your thesis is on the world on how things are going to unfold the next 5 or 10 years. So with real estate, you're typically, unless you buy some real estate locally as part of your strategy, but for most of your strategy, you're typically choosing food groups, geographical allocations, and then you're relying upon third-party sponsors and investment funds to put that money to work. You're usually not walking the roof and checking the foundation of properties and managing the properties yourself, unless that's how you created your wealth. The third bucket is typically where you created your wealth in the first place. It's where you play the most offense. It's where you take the most perceived risk in other people's eyes, but you know how to navigate that risk. You could step in and be the CEO, be the chairman of those companies, and you're investing in a very, very specific laser-focused niche. Typically, even multi-billion dollar families focus on just one or two laser-focused areas where they're playing a very strong offensive game. You might have some great real estate allocations. Some of those might do very well, but it's still another form of diversification. Hopefully, it beats inflation. Hopefully, there's great tax advantages to it. A lot of families love to invest in real estate no matter where they made their money in that third bucket, laser-focused niche. But the main point here is wealth management typically is playing defense. Real estate is playing defense and offense and has lots of tax advantages. The third bucket, where you're playing almost true offense and really is where you're spiking the balance sheet up, is in the niche that you know best, like the back of your hand. So that's important for the other content we're going to go over within this mini series. I hope you already got a few tips and strategies and insights just from this introduction video. If you did, you're going to love the next series of videos and this due diligence mini series. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you on the next video and hopefully at one of our live events soon.